Have you checked the mail lately? Mysterious packets of seeds that appear to have originated in China have popped up in mailboxes across the country. Since late July, nearly 300 Arkansans have reported receiving the seeds at their homes without an explanation. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
With the coronavirus leaving most people stuck at home this summer, more of us have been online shopping. So it might not be a surprise to see a bulky package appear in the mailbox. But take a closer look. In late July, Americans in all 50 states reported getting unsolicited packages of unidentified seeds covered in Chinese lettering. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture released a warning for anyone receiving these packages not to plant the seeds and to turn them over to the department or to their local extension office.
So we contacted our local USDA APHIS counterparts, and they confirmed that there were two or three states at the time that were getting reports from citizens that they were receiving these unsolicited seeds, and they had Chinese writing, what appeared to be Chinese writing on the packet, and they were not sure what to do with them. So we issued a press release. Pretty quickly after issuing our press release, we started receiving calls.
That's Scott Bray, director of the Plant Industries Division for the Arkansas Department of Agriculture. He says by the end of last week, his office had cataloged nearly 300 calls from Arkansans who'd gotten the strange packages, often marked as jewelry or beads on the outside. Now the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Homeland Security are collecting and investigating the seeds. Vic Ford with the University of Arkansas Division System of Agriculture says the seeds don't seem to be any one variety of plant.
There, nobody really knows the purpose of these unsolicited seeds. You know, they have jewelry on it or jewels or something, and it's a variety of different seeds. I've been looking at pictures on social media, and I'm seeing a lot of different things, and there have been a couple of people who have thrown caution to the wind and have planted a couple of these things, and they seem to be vigorous and seem to be some unusual things that I've not seen before, you know, varieties of melons or other kinds of plants.
One of those who did throw caution to the wind was Doyle Crenshaw of Boonville. Speaking with 5 News, Crenshaw says he planted the seeds before the Department of Agriculture released its warning.
And it said on China, and it said studded earrings on the outside package. We thought that was a little odd.
He says the plant is something he's never seen before, but looks like a giant squash. The USDA has retrieved Crenshaw's plant and is now monitoring it. And Bray says the seeds that have been identified are relatively familiar.
Most seeds appear to be of an ornamental, horticultural nature, not row crop. But we did get one report in northwest Arkansas, I believe, of an individual that received soybean seeds and actually planted them. But we retrieved those plants. We've got those plants here if we're going to destroy them.
Last week, the USDA positively identified 14 varieties of the seeds, including mint, sage, rosemary, and hibiscus. But the department still doesn't know the origin of the seeds. China's foreign minister says the Chinese shipping forms associated with the packages were fraudulent, or if the seeds could contain potential threats. So are these mystery seeds part of a larger, sinister plot? Bray says the truth is probably less ominous. He says the USDA suggests it's likely a brushing scam.
But apparently the sender of the seed, they're trying to produce some bloated fake sales numbers and maybe some false consumer reviews in order to boost sales. And they're also trying to solicit a response back from the receiver, such as a phone call or an email response, so they can fish for private personal information. So it just seems to be nothing more than a scam.
Many people who received packages also reported buying something previously from Amazon. But scam or not, Ford says the seeds could introduce invasive species to the state and have serious consequences.
So these things that may be seeming innocuous can become really, really, really a problem. Everybody sees a privet and a lot of people call it privet hedge, in the forest or in the trees, the woods, along creeks. Well, that was introduced for a hedge, and the birds ate the seeds and came around, and it's now everywhere. One of our biggest problems is controlling privet and hardwood forest. So there's a lot of things out there that can become very invasive, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out that if there's no diseases or insects that's going to prey on this thing to keep it in check, it's going to take an advantage and just keep growing. Another one potential hazard, I'll give a great example, is the not early 1900s when they brought in Chinese chestnut into New York and planted it, carried the chestnut blight, and actually wiped out a major component of the eastern deciduous forest. So these things, bringing them from other places, can have tremendous unintended consequences.
Seed imports from other countries to the U.S. are regulated by the federal government and require a permit from the USDA. But Ford says the internet has complicated that regulation.
This is a modern problem. Now, people of all time brought things over, but this way of bringing it over is kind of a shotgun approach. This is very new. It's kind of an odd that we're now having this global pandemic, and now we're worried about these seeds that who knows where they came from and what they are. It may be nothing. Maybe somebody's trying to figure out something. Who knows what it is?
Bray says the Department of Agriculture is still collecting the seed packages and sending them through to the USDA representative in Arkansas.
If you receive it, put it in a Ziploc bag, secure it, and contact us. Please don't plant it, and please don't throw it in the trash.
And if you've received a package of unsolicited seeds through the mail, you can report them at agriculture.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.